Number six, the gender neutral rubbing one out.
Rubbing one out.
There you go, dude. Okay, that's a good
pulling one. Pulling out the sauce that you're putting on the bun.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm here with my boy,
Adam Avenger Garza.
I'm Josias Sick-Witted Arevalo. You guys can find us on Twitter at
Ren the Beaner.
I'm at the number four, the villain, Adam. How you doing, man?
Doing okay, dude.
I'm fucking beat, dude.
You look really beat, bro.
I'm exhausted today, dude. I got a game at 7:50.
Dude.
I think I'm going to bail on them, dude.
Got to stop this double hitter shit, man.
I know, man. And then tomorrow I got another game. Yeah, but I'm just burnt out from the weekend, dude. It was a productive weekend. I chilled with you this weekend.
We did. We chilled with one of our friends.
Yeah, way cool, dude. Okay, so we went to Free Comic Book Day on Saturday.
We went to Comic Book Toys.
Comic Toons and Toys. And we were just chilling. And then all of a sudden, some giant dude walks up behind us.
Dude,
and he was there for about a minute.
I was standing talking and I felt this shadow.
I know, dude.
I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Eclipse?
And then he goes, oh, so now you guys are too good? You guys are ignoring me? Yeah.
Don't think you don't notice me here.
I know, dude. I look back, it was fucking Albert, dude.
Albert.
That's awesome, dude. So, yeah, he said he was literally driving by the street and he saw a giant banner that says the Comic Syndicate.
That's actually my shirt. That was a fucking billboard.
That's awesome. He caught us, though, dude. And he literally went to shoot the shit with us and got free comics with us and his boy, dude. So
it was fun. We were there for about an hour and a half.
Just about, huh, dude?
And we're just talking shit on everything.
Mm-hmm. And he had just came back from watching The Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yes.
And it was cool. We were chatting about it for a while. Do you want to go into it now?
Might as well.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. Okay.
And then remember that we were talking about it, and then there's this nerd.
This Asian cat. He was an older guy, too.
Yeah, he was older, and he kept covering his ears.
Yeah, it was awesome, dude.
It's like, bro, you already know what's happened.
Just about, dude, but I guess he hadn't seen the movie yet, and he just, curled up into a ball and covered his ears, dude.
Fucking assholes.
That was awesome, dude. So, yeah, free comics and shooting the shit, man. Okay, I saw it on Thursday opening night. I loved the fuck out of it, dude. For some reason, I kept telling myself, I have a feeling Adam's not going to like this movie.
It was, I saw it Thursday night too at Tustin. And it was okay.
Okay. Okay, Albert brought up a great point. Okay, I loved the fucking movie. I loved Quicksilver. I loved Vision. Scarlet Witch was cool. Vision was awesome. I liked fucking Pietro. I liked fucking Quicksilver a lot, dude.
Their accents weren't on cute. I mean, these are my critiques, guys. You guys love, that's cool. I thought it was okay. I thought Avengers 1 was better.
I think so too.
I thought Captain America Winter Soldier was
the shit.
The shit.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, dude. And I think I back you up on Avengers 1 being better because, I mean, it was the first time we saw them all together. And, I mean, granted, this movie started off action fucking packed. The first opening sequence was nothing but balls to the wall right off.
Yeah,
the
but they were fighting. They were fighting noobs. They were fighting.
This is true.
There was no point in them any danger. They steamrolled everyone.
They're the fucking Avengers. And I know. It's just regular humans with guns and tanks.
But it's like, at least in the first one, they had a godlike. They had some problems.
There was more of a conflict, yeah. I think.
They had Loki. They had the giant invasion. Mm-hmm. Those guys were badass.
Yeah,
big ships. Yeah. And these guys were just like regular dudes, mm-hmm. just taking out, you know, security guards.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. Now, Ultron, I loved the fuck out of too, dude.
Ultron was fine.
He was a lot more comedic than I thought he was gonna be, or like. The route they took and used for him, I liked it, dude.
Well, have you ever seen The Blacklist?
No.
So I heard it's great. The character that plays in The Blacklist is the voice for Ultron.
Yes, James Spader, yeah.
And it's exactly like
the same type of character?
Same character.
Okay, so like, he's a smart ass on the show?
I thought I was watching The Blacklist.
Okay.
Because the way he talks, which is cool, I did like it, but it just, you know, after reading, like, the other Ultron books, The Rage of Ultron, and other stuff. I felt like He really didn't do anything.
Not as psychotic. Oh, yeah,
guys, spoilers, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we're going to spoil some shit for you guys if you guys haven't seen the movie. Okay, I get what you're saying. There was conflict, I guess, but...
Well, he banked on the twins.
Mm-hmm.
They said, fuck you, like, yeah, midway in the fight.
After she realized, like, what his game plan was, which was pretty much to wipe out the fucking... Wipe out Earth, for the most part. Yes. Right? And start off fresh,
Start off fresh.
Type of survival of the fittest type of deal, I guess.
Kind of like Age of Apocalypse.
Kind of, yeah,
but
yeah.
But I think he wanted to destroy everything.
Everything, yeah. And just start off and, you know, do his AI shit. But, okay, let's see. Vision.
Vision was dope.
My favorite part of the... Actually, there were a lot of... Okay, there were a lot of, like, holy shit, this is dope. I had a lot of those moments. Vision does something with Thor's hammer that was fucking sick.
Oh, we're spoiling, so fucking...
Okay, he picks up fucking hammer.
he hands it to him like he's handing a pair of keys.
Yeah, dude, totally.
That was really cool.
That was nice, dude.
I didn't like Hulk and Black Widow.
Do you not like their relationship?
They could have taken that out.
They could have. I liked it. I liked it because, okay, Bruce Banner, you know, looking at life like, I can't settle down, bitch. Like, I'm a fucking monster.
Like, he would destroy her in bed.
Oh, I want to murder you with my penis straight up. And I like the conversation they had, and she tells him, I'm a monster too. Like, you know, I was trained to be an assassin. Like, I can't have fucking kids either. Like, you know, that was part of the thing. So it humanized her. It humanized him too, I liked, dude. Hawkeye was dope as fuck in this movie.
I have to apologize because last episode. I talked so much shit. You ripped him a new asshole, dude. In this movie, I liked him.
Yeah.
I thought he was the main.
It was kind of a Hawkeye show.
Yes, it was. A lot of things we didn't know about. The Avengers didn't even know about.
Exactly.
And that's kind of fucked up that these guys are your teammates.
But that's...
And they don't know shit about each other.
That's true. That's totally true. Now, they only get together once a year, it seems like, when shit goes down. But I liked, again, it humanized him, and he told S.H.I.E.L.D. straight up, like, I'll help you guys, but I want a safe house. Like, I want to be off the fucking grid.
Yeah.
And it's cool, you know, seeing his family, and, you know, it was cool, you know... He's brought Natasha there, obviously, because she knows the kids.
Yes.
I like what Scarlet Witch did to the characters, though, when she mind-fucked them. That was cool.
That was cool. I mean, Thor was kind of lame.
Okay, that's a great part we were talking shit on. Okay, so Thor, one of the visions he sees fucking Asgard, like, in ruins type of deal, like, in a hall, a giant banquet, and Heimdall tells him, like, oh, you fucked up. Now,
and then we're like waiting for the punchline. Like,
we were waiting for something to happen. Now, granted, he did jump in the lake, he got the doctor,
yeah, but that was like they still didn't explain shit. Just took a bath,
yeah, okay, totally true. Now, they did show the Infinity Gauntlet and the gems on the fucking Infinity Gauntlet, which was pretty cool. Now, besides that, they didn't explain shit. He disappears.
He's a later, guys,
yeah.
And then Rainbow comes and takes him away to Asgard.
Yeah, he goes to Asgard. So why he went to Asgard, we don't know.
Could this be happening in his movie?
That's what I'm thinking.
What he did
Had to.
For 5 minutes and came back?
I'm thinking, okay, because next Thor's going to be Thor Ragnarok. And I'm thinking they are going to go into it, dude. But it's stupid. You're right. He literally books it, doesn't say anything. He comes back 2 minutes later. Okay, I'm back. You went somewhere, Thor?
Yeah, like I thought you were in the shitter.
Yeah, pretty much, dude.
So, like I told Joe, this movie really felt like just a filler.
Yeah,
and a tree that branches out to all the other movies.
Totally, totally. Now, I did like it since all the characters were established already. They really didn't need to go on background. Like, as simple as Scarlet Witch's and Quicksilver's origin was, it's like, you know, they stayed away from the mutant. Talk. They stayed away from my dad's fucking Magneto.
Well, they had to.
They have to. And I like how they had that disdain towards Tony Stark. It's like, we thought we were gonna fucking die, and all we saw was Tony Stark, fucking billionaire playboy, on this fucking rocket. You know, we thought we were gonna die. So why they hated him? That was a simple, quick, easy peasy fucking origin story. Why they hated him?
Yeah, it was about 5 minutes, which was good.
Yeah, we didn't have to waste any time, and you know, so it was cool. I liked it a lot. Thor and comes back, and he's the one that I guess kickstarts Vision for the most part.
Oh, with the gem.
Yeah, with the gem. So the mind gem, which is cool, that they used to power
Vision. Which means, in the end, Vision's going to be crapped out because...
Yeah.
For the gauntlet, they're going to need to take that from his head.
I think so. Yeah. Eventually, it's going to come down to it. Now, there's still gems out there. So the collector has like two or three.
Yeah, they only did four of them. They showed four of them.
Yeah.
So... obviously in the next movies they're gonna introduce the other two.
Yeah, and let's see. Okay, so collector has three or four. I want to say three.
Three.
Guardians have one. Vision has the mind, so that's five right there, and we're missing one gem. Which okay, I liked the movie. The fight scenes were really good, dude. Like I saw it 3D, and 3D didn't. Some parts kind of looked fake. To me, like, a little too much CGI, but I was able to look past it, especially 3D. Like, it really doesn't fucking matter. Everything pops at you anyways. But I got stoked, and then I got heartbroken when they mentioned Wakanda, and they don't show. And they mentioned the vibranium that, you know, they used to make Captain America's shield that Ultron ends up stealing, literally, anyways.
Again, it's a filler. I want to see how Panther pans out about how, like... Okay, guys, you guys totally fucking destroyed my fucking city.
Yeah, totally.
Actually, and see how he feels with the Avengers doing that. I mean, the best fight was Hulk versus Hulkbuster.
Yeah, okay, what'd you think about that fight
scene? That was a really good... I mean, that was it, though. I mean, the Voltron fight at the end...
Okay, good.
It was good. I liked the part where all three of them hit him.
That was dope,
and that's part of the comics, too. That's how they usually take care of him.
Uh-huh.
But
I even like the teamwork that they were all using. Like, Hawkeye is a human. He was kicking ass. Black Widow was kicking ass. Them helping the fucking city was cool. Like, unlike Superman, Man of Steel, the one you cried over.
I said not to talk about it,
but my bad.
Obviously, my bad. That was a better movie.
You think than so?
Because I like to feel emotion. I don't like to see... Boom, 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 boom. Fighting, stop. There was... The only heartbroken thing was when Quicksilver... Spoilers.
Died. Saves the kid.
But that's like fucking one scene out of a 2.5 hour movie.
I was sad too, again, back to the Black Widow thing. Like, it was, you know, again, the humanizing both of them was cool. I thought that was a bummer. Like, fuck, it sucks to not have a kid. And, you know, she wants to settle down eventually, dude. In the comics, Daredevil fucking knocks her up.
Does she?
In end days,
I believe. Oh, yeah.
But, okay, so I liked it a lot now.
He
looks
up everybody in that book.
He fucks everyone. He's a fucking pimp.
He has, like, five kids. Ginger's running around.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Now, okay, Albert brought up a great fucking point. Guardians of the Galaxy was better than it, too.
And it was a team. Like I was saying, I'm like, you know what? Marvel does really good single character movies.
Totally, yeah.
But the argument can say Guardians was a lot better movie than...
I think so. And it was a sad fucking movie. And it had a lot of, like, heartbreaking points, dude.
It was kind of cheesy at the end, though, with the whole...
The dance-off? Groot? We Are Groot? You didn't like?
It was like... it was cool, but I don't see Rocket doing that.
It's his best friend.
But it's like, in the comics, he's
so you wouldn't cry for me? You asshole.
I would, but I'm just saying, in his character...
Yeah, well, he's a badass, but, I mean, even in the comics now, they're showing some heart to him, you know? Especially, you know, in the Rocket Raccoon series where Groot, he has to find, you know, the poison, or the anti-poison, the serum for Groot when he goes off to that planet.
That's true.
So, I mean, it does show him, you know, having a heart. So, it's cool. But I liked it, dude. I recommend it. I'm going to watch it again, for sure.
I'll watch it again.
Matinee, for sure. Yeah.
Maybe TV download, maybe.
We'll yeah, for sure. But I liked it, guys. Let us know what you think. If you guys agree with any of the points or don't agree. I don't agree with Adam on Man of Steel.
Man of Steel was... The best DC.
One of the best DC movies. I
like
the old classic one with fucking what's his face? Wheelchair guy. Like, way better.
Which one was
the old classic ones from the '80s?
Oh my god. The Donald ones. They were horrible.
Christopher Reeve. I liked those.
Well,
got cheesy by the end.
I only liked it when he got his ass kicked at the diner.
That was pretty cool. Okay. But yeah, anything else you want to add on? Okay, let's still stay on it. No one was introduced. I mean, I guess it was overkill with the three new characters, but I don't think it was overkill. No,
it just too many things happening.
The fight
for me, scenes the fight scenes were good, but it was again, there was. I felt like they weren't in no danger at all. I mean, even when the planet was lifted up, it was like, okay, of course, S.H.I.E.L.D. came out,
which was cool.
Yeah. But and then at the very end of the movies, they have the new Avenger team, and
which was kind of cool.
It was cool, but it was a perfect time to introduce
a new character.
A new character.
I agree.
Perfect fucking time, and we got the same nobodies.
Either they could have Benedict Cumberbatch, Doctor Strange, or even Black Panther would have been nice, since it would have been a nice touch. Hopefully in the outtakes or when
it's like a B team though, dude.
Well, that's what the new Avengers is, dude.
Yeah, but like, there's what do we got? Patreon.
Okay, we have War Machine. We have Vision. We have Scarlet Witch, minus Pietro, because he's a little bit on the dead side.
Right.
And then training them is Cap and fucking Black Widow.
And we got Sam.
And Sam Wilson, yes, Falcon. So, that's the new Avengers for the most part, dude. So Tony Stark's doing his own thing. Hulk's doing his own thing. Banner literally booked it.
That could be introducing to Planet Hulk, like you said.
Hopefully, it would be great. But I liked it a lot. But again, to see more characters or the characters we don't know about, I think would have been cool.
Yeah.
So, all right, fuck it. That's all we got for that?
Yeah, I think we're done with talking about that.
All right, cool, man. we're going to hit some Twitter shout-outs real quick, dude. Episode 90, Dana White. This is just Loso Creation. Hit them up. They hooked us up with some shirts that you were sporting Saturday. I dig on those. New ones are ready. I think I like the blue one better than my all black one.
Me too. Does it fit? The neck fits me better on the blue one.
Okay. It's they're dope shirts, dude. And then just our regular, the usual suspects. Hashtag the usual suspects. So Lupe Ed for retweeting us. Paul T. Stevenson. Special shout out to him. He hit me up on Instagram and I got his information. He sent me a review he did for a website, and he reviewed Wanted, which was really cool. He gave a brief insight on himself, and it's gonna be like a regular column what he's reading. He does action toy art, and he has got a lot of fucking dope pictures. Him and Dr. Junior Doom and Mark are fucking dope. They have the Action Toy Podcast Art Podcast, which is great. But he's doing reviews, and he wanted me to edit it for him, and I'm more than happy to do that for you guys. So
cool.
It was cool, and then I just emailed it back to him, but shooting the shit with him was pretty cool. So shout out to you, dude. Paul, let me know when your post is up, and I can let our listeners know and tweet that out for you, man. That's about it, dude. That's all I get. Lives in a shoe, sex facts. If you have sex with your spouse every day, the divorce rate would drop dramatically.
Okay.
That was funny. And then I'm not sure what Adam uses to time, but yours was 5 minutes and 54 seconds. It don't matter. 5 on 5 reviews is a good segment in the show. And she says, more comics, please. So, thanks,
Luke. More comics. We had 10 fucking comics last week. It was a lot of
comics, dude, yeah. And the 5 on 5s, I think I did better last week than the other prior ones. But thanks, Luke. I don't know if I'm going to attempt that this week. We'll see. We'll run it later and see how that goes, man. All right, dude. You ready for some quick articles, I guess, dude?
Want to talk about the fight?
Oh, yeah. Okay, we saw all the fights. What did you think of the fights?
That was shit.
We knew it was gonna happen. I told you that was.
I knew it was gonna be crap. I'm glad I didn't pay $100 for it.
Totally, totally.
Fucking, it's this fight killed boxing.
Yeah, single handedly
destroyed it.
If Mayweather would have lost, he demanded a rematch. He's not gonna give fucking Pacquiao a rematch. He beat him, so now
he's a fucking bastard, dude. You know what? You have to have his special rules, special gloves. You gotta wear this. You gotta be tested every single day.
Yeah.
And then he runs and hugs the whole fight.
Yeah. I liked the memes and the gifs that people were posting up about.
I mean, does anybody really like Mayweather? My sister was going for him.
I respect him as a fighter. I hate his guts as a person. Like, with a fucking passion.
He's not... Like, I had a big argument with that one guy.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, hey, he will never go down as one of the great fighters because he's not exciting and no one...
He's boring.
He's boring. You don't see Mike Tyson will go down still, even with the with everything. Yeah. He's still going to go down as one of the greats.
Of course, I back that up, dude. And I think even Mayweather was talking shit like, I'm better than fucking Muhammad Ali.
That's no way. And then even Mike Tyson told him, hey, dude, he said in interviews, all like, he's a scared little man.
Yeah.
If you're loved and you're great, you don't need bodyguards. You don't need all this bullshit. No. because the fans love you. And even when he won, they fucking booed him.
They booed him, yeah. I hate his guts, dude. It could have gone either way. I was hoping I'm a Team Pac-Man guy anyways, but fuck it, man. I mean, what can you do?
I'm never watching boxing again, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm Dunsky's on that, dude. Fucking so UFC lame. It is, dude. All right, man. We got some good articles, some feel-good ones real quick, dude. 11 one-minute solutions to improving your health.
Okay, so I'm in perfect health right now, so let's see what we got.
Sexy beast over here. CNN, if you're the type of person who is constantly wondering where the day went, that's me, you probably jump for joy whenever you read about short workouts, even 5 minutes long, that improve your health. While that doesn't mean you should give up your lengthier workouts in favor of mere minutes of activity, it does add some strength to the comforting belief that every little bit counts. And perhaps the best news of all is that it's not the only way in which you can improve your well-being in a brief amount of time. Some take even less. Here are 11 ways to boost your health in just 1 minute.
I wouldn't have any of my ideas on there.
Go for it.
So, picking up some chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Exercising. You want to dip in one dip, two dip, three dip.
Awesome. All right. Let's see if anyone.
Okay.
First one. Give someone a hug. There's nothing quite. Nothing quite like a good hug. And while a warm embrace certainly makes us feel happier and more relaxed, there is also physical health benefits of hugging, like lower blood pressure and heart rate.
I'm not a hugger. Are you a hugger?
I am, actually, dude. You're a hugger? I can give a good hug.
No, I mean, like, a hugger, like, hugs everyone.
I hug my boys. I mean, I never had a hug. Fucking you right now, dude. We're fucking spooning right now
in my underwear.
So you're not even your lady?
No. Yeah. Well. Yeah. I have to. I'm just kidding. No. I mean, I hug my girl, but
yeah,
I don't like hugging.
I don't like hugging strangers. But if it's my boy, you, Pablo, Albert, like, I don't mind. I'm not saying full on embrace, like. You know, but
get a half hug my ass, please. Yeah, no, dude.
Okay, and this is a good one. The next one is laugh. There's a good reason laughter has a reputation for being the best medicine. Not only is it one of the body's natural stress relievers, it also mimics at least a little some of the psychological responses in the body to physical activity, which we laugh a lot, I think, dude.
Oh, we do.
Okay, this one, I guess it's a good one, but I hate chocolate. Nibble some dark chocolate. The natural plant compounds.
Is that like a...
Nibble some dark chocolate.
Like actual chocolate or something else?
Yeah.
Some other dark chocolate.
The natural plant compounds in cocoa can protect the heart in a whole number of ways, from lowering blood pressure, raising levels of good cholesterol, while lowering the bad, and even helping with circulation. There's some evidence to suggest chocolate can also help ward off diabetes and protect the skin.
Whoa. Interesting, you can't ward off diabetes with sugar. I tried that with my girl. She said no.
Well, don't overdo it.
Oh, fucking big ass candy bar. What's something else? If it's not a king size, it's not fun.
This is true, dude. Find the silver lining. A little optimism goes a long way. Looking on the bright side has been associated with healthier heart and a stronger immune system. So next time you're voicing a complaint, take a minute to refrain.
I hate those guys.
The silver lining guys?
The guys that think, always positive.
Sometimes.
It's better, at least I'm not in a wheelchair. I mean, I understand that.
I'd prefer that, though, than a Debbie Downer, though.
Everybody likes a downer. There's always got to be a downer in your crew. There's always one.
They're funny to make fun of, though. I'll give you that. So yeah. It makes me feel better.
That's true.
Okay. And next one, look away from your computer screen. I don't do this enough. If you work at a desk job, or even if you are just a tech fan outside of the office, you probably spend a fair amount of time in front of screens, two monitors at work, but all the computer time can do a number on your eyes. To combat strain, follow the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, look at something. For every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for just 20 seconds. Interesting.
Really?
I need to do that more often.
Yeah. Because I usually 20 minutes on the computer, 20 minutes on the phone.
Yeah, you're right, though,
20 minutes on the tablet.
And then TV screen. Yeah, and tablets and phones. You're right. Yeah, I mean, we're straining our eyes.
Yeah, our eyes are going to be fucked.
This one's interesting, dude, but this one's something I do a lot, and it's a big one that you realize how many people don't. Wash your hands. This one also takes 20 seconds and it's well worth it. Simply educating communities about hand washing can lower the number of people who get sick with diarrhea by 31% and lower the number of people who get colds and other respiratory illnesses by 21%. This is a big thing for me. I'm always a big hand washer. I have hand sanitizer at my desk and in my backpack, especially for cons we go to. Like, you have to.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Go for it.
Do you wash your hands before you take a piss?
I do.
Get the in a stall and then
sometimes.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, sometimes I never wash my hands before I take a piss.
Never? Like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like if I'm gonna grab my fucking cock, I want to.
Or if you're gonna take a shit, are you gonna wash your hands? Sometimes you gotta go, and there's no time to wash your hands.
Touché, touché.
I mean, my last post while you worked, the bathroom, I swear to God, was so small. You could take a shit, reach over, open the refrigerator.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Grab your fucking noodles, right? Cup of noodles.
Eat that the fucking...
Reach over, fill it up with water.
Shit, dude.
While you're taking a shit, and then put it in the microwave. That's how fucking small this post
was. Awesome, dude. Oh, man.
And they hear everything.
Yeah, I guess.
And the smell, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah, well,
and then I had a guy.
It's terrible, dude.
I had a guy in the beginning shift. This guy was bigger than I was, a big fat guy. Mm. And that guy would destroy the shitter right before his shift ended.
Oh, shit.
So everything smells like gatkas.
Yeah, well, that's.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy, indeed. Next one gonna be buckle your seatbelt, which my dad personally, every now and then, he gets lazy about it.
Buckling the seat.
I know it's something a major thing, dude. My dad's
a ticket.
My dad's old school, dude. You know his mentality. But I mean, who doesn't wear a seatbelt, really, though? Unless you're Paul Walker. Okay, my dad.
Oh, Paul Walker.
Okay, but I mean, fuck it, dude. Okay, that's a good one, though. Next one, rest in child's pose. I don't know what this is. It's one of the most relaxing, restorative yoga poses, but it's also a gentle, reinvigorating stretch that may help relieve back and neck pain. Sit back and hold for that entire glorious minute. Don't know what the child's pose is.
I've never done Indian yoga. Style?
I do not know.
I don't know.
Okay, next one.
I can't get in it, so.
Wear sunscreen. During the summer, only when I go to the beach, I wear sunscreen.
I usually break out right when it's winter. Very and then good. It starts going to spring. I break out pretty bad. I turn, like, reptile skin.
Awesome, dude. Hold a plank. Daily 1 minute plank is a classic fitness challenge you've probably seen. Hashtag on your Facebook or Instagram feeds joins the trend, and you'll benefit from stronger midsection, which can also help ward off back pain and improve posture. Last one's going to be smile.
What's there to be smile about? I hate those posts where, like, Mondays, what did they say? I forgot. It was all like,
my life is better than yours.
Oh, it's Monday. It's fucking, it's so good. What's so good about Mondays?
Yeah.
What's so good about any day?
This, that you're alive, maybe? All right. Well, okay.
Agree and disagree on that one, dude.
I really don't have sex facts, but I have 7 incredibly inventive names for masturbation to use ASAP.
Okay.
Okay, man. In a new video created by Refinery29, women reveal what they prefer to call their menage or moi time. As one woman in the video puts it, masturbation is like the in a business term, you know? We'll circle back around this masturbation thing later. For something so enjoyable, masturbation should have an awesome name to match. From finger painting, I like finger painting.
Okay, what do you call your gold time?
I'm jerking off, straight up.
Just, I'm pulling out my penis and jerking.
Or I had a handle.
Okay.
You know, or that's about it.
I like the...
I had a whack off.
I had to rub one out.
I had to rub one out, yeah.
Time to pull Dr. Doom.
Okay, speaking of Dr. Doom, there's one good one, dude. Here are 7 of our favorite names from the video above. Number 1, the music lovers, the downstairs DJ.
Downstairs DJ.
Scratch. So, I thought that was kind of clever. Number 2, the Batman fans visiting the Batcave. I like it. And then it says, I'm going to visit my Batcave and say hi to Michael Keaton.
Wow.
So, that's not bad.
That's pretty funny. The Batcave.
Yeah, okay, so it's okay. Cool. All right, women, you let us know what you think of these ones. Number 3, the Pearl Women's. Oh, I like this one a lot. So, Jack and Jill. This one's called Jilling Off. So, you're jacking off and she's jilling off.
I know what
that one.
One of my friends calls it 3-inch gills. Where's Fine Waldo, dude?
I like that, dude. This one says, hey, boss, I was late for work. I was jilling off. So,
Jesus. Funny,
and something I was reading this at work or somewhere. RG is like, what are you laughing at? And I'm like, he's like, what are you reading? I'm like, well, I don't want to see.
I'm jerking off, buddy.
Yeah, dude. So, number 4, the baker's buttering my muffin.
Okay, I like that.
Not bad, dude. Bad. Buttering my muffin. Number 5, the animals lovers petting the kitty. Petting the kitty. I think I like buttering my muffin better than petting the kitty. Although, still doable. Number 6, the gender neutral rubbing one out.
Rubbing one out.
There you go, dude. Okay, that's a good one.
Pulling out the sausage you're putting on the bun.
Awesome, dude. Number 7, the body positive clitting. I have a clit and I'm clitting. So straight up,
Jesus.
Dude. That one was just a quick fucking read and get through, dude. So we had a lot of Avengers talk. So I thought that was pretty good, man. Not bad for winging it up.
Very cool. Very cool, guys. We'll be right back and then we'll do some comic talk.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back. I got my sausage still in my pants. Awesome. All right, what we got?
All right, man, we got some comic news, dude. Amel's Casey Jones arrives in New Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 set photos. You know who Stephen Amell is?
Yes, Arrow.
Yes, he is, man.
A sexy man.
Yeah, I saw the picture with him in the mask. I like it, dude.
I did. The mask, I like it.
It looks dope. Okay.
I
haven't seen the movie, though. I haven't seen...
I kind of like the hockey mask.
The one he was wearing?
Always. It looked like...
Yeah, it was a hockey mask.
Was it? It looked like fucking Lord of the Rings. What's the name?
It looked like Doctor Doom's mask.
Like a real...
Yeah.
Not a hockey mask.
But like a face guard type of deal. Mm-hmm. Helmet type of deal. Yeah. So that one was pretty cool. I thought it was dope, dude. Next one. Suicide Squad adds Twilight actor. Cast keeps growing with Twilight franchise veteran Alex Mraz cast as an as yet unrevealed role.
Which one was he? Is he the vampire?
I don't watch it. I do not know Twilight.
I know Twilight. I just know them by their real names. Their book names.
I am of no help.
I got some Jacob and Edward. That's all I know them by.
Okay. According to our source, so this is going to be a few Suicide Squad drops. According to our source, the Joker image everyone is talking about isn't a genuine image and doesn't match up with how he looks on this set.
Well, thank God.
I know, right, dude? I totally DC backpedaling.
They always
ha ha, guys.
I'm just kidding.
We gotcha. Got your nose.
Are there any good reviews on it? No. Okay.
Okay. That's pretty much what their fucking MO is, dude. Okay. Next one's going to be... Okay. Air reveals full Suicide Squad in costume new group photo that came out today.
I saw like the whole group?
Yes.
Who the two in the back? They look like not human guys.
I do not know. One of them looks like a Cholo, the one on the far right.
Fucking net Jester.
you know, ready? Harley Quinn, I posted it on Facebook and fucking Instagram, and I put like, fucking, this looks terrible. I don't trust DC. And look at poor Will Smith. He looks fucking confused. And I put, don't worry, Will Smith. We're fucking confused as fuck, dude.
Where's my hair? Yeah. I thought Deadshot was white.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't
on
know
here?
What's going on. It's, and then, so yeah, that came out today. And then, although him with his Deadshot mask on does look pretty
cool.
It
does look
so
cool.
I'll give him that, but, they're paying for the face. They're not going to be wearing the mask, I don't think, the whole time through.
Do we really
care?
Are we going to watch this?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm not going to watch it.
Okay. So, director James Wan reportedly in talks for live-action Robotech movie. I liked the old Robotech cartoons, but the I guess the writer or director of Furious 7 is who he is.
Well, I thought I guess everybody really liked that movie. I didn't see it. Furious 7. Did you see that?
I didn't, dude.
I heard Walker didn't like it either.
I
just kidding.
Yeah, I heard he hated it, dude. They cut him out of the movie for some reason. Rumor, Asa Butterfield, Marvel's top choice for Spider-Man. The 18-year-old Ender's Game star is reportedly Marvel's top contender to play Peter Parker in their cinematic universe. I pulled up pictures of the kids. I've never seen Ender's Game. I think he would work for a fucking...
He looks really young.
Peter Parker.
And we talked to Albert about this, too.
And Albert likes him, too. And Albert wanted a young Peter Parker.
But yeah. The problem I guess they might be doing something different with Civil War, but in the comics, he literally gets jumped by like 7 villains in the sewer.
Yeah?
Bad. I don't see them jumping a fucking 10-year-old kid.
Well, they don't know it's Peter Parker. Fuck, they just being the shit out of Spider-Man. But that's what's kind of cool about Peter Parker being so young the whole time through and a majority of the run. Like right now, current continuity, he's about our age-ish.
Right now, yeah. Peter Parker?
Yeah, early 30s. Maybe late 20s, if that.
Early 30s, I think.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, to go back to what Peter Parker is, you know, he's a kid. He's has issues with school. You know, he's granted a smart kid, but he's a nerd. He's kind of an outcast because he's so nerdy.
Right.
But to have a young kid, because how old was fucking, were the other two bastards?
Dude, they were like in their 40s. Teens.
I know, well,
oh, I mean,
Garfield and fucking.
Yeah, they were old. Tobias, yeah,
whatever his name is, the Tobey Maguire.
So,
and we found out Albert loves fucking Tobey.
He loves. He's a fucking fan club, dude.
He brought a Tobey Maguire fucking
t-shirt, like, named his son Toby.
but okay, so I like it. I like that news, dude.
I'm excited.
Me too, dude. More Spider-Man, dude, for sure. Fox greenlights Kingsman Secret Service sequel.
I didn't see Kingsman. I heard it's really
good. I heard it was great. I have not seen it. Okay.
Netflix.
Exactly. Next one's going to be Star Wars Rebels Returns June 20th with 1 hour Siege of Lothal. The second season of the animated series will kick off a little early with an hour-long movie event next month on Disney XD, which is the one we saw.
I heard they're going to show the first episode and then they have to wait like a couple months.
Yeah.
For the rest of the season. Don't mind the music, guys. Anyways.
Okay, so we saw it already anyways. We think it's dope.
I loved it. Yeah. I mean, that is... Cartoons are back. Yeah, if they're making them like that.
Yeah, yeah. And then last one that came out today, anthology film reportedly will focus on Boba Fett. And you report contends Star Wars Rogue One, which comes out December 16th, 2016, will be followed by a standalone anthology movie starring the fan favorite Bounty Hunter in 2018.
If you guys want to see Boba Fett, the last issue of Dark Vader.
Yeah, dude. Very good.
That was pretty good.
I liked it a lot anyways, but yeah, he's in, man, there. Cool, man. Hit it wherever you want to go, homie.
Okay, so I read All New Captain America 006 by Remender, and we got Sam trying to stop the villain Baron Blood. It's like a vampire.
Yeah.
From releasing a poison blood throughout the atmosphere.
Yeah.
To affect the world. Some really great fight panels. We head back to Nomad, which is Cap's son, fighting his way to Zemo?
Baron Zemo, yeah.
Yeah, Baron Zemo. To stop him from detonating the bomb Baron is flying around with. Baron and Sam are still fighting, and Baron infects Sam with the blood. Sam now is having nothing to lose, beats the shit out of Baron, and throws the bomb away. Back to Nomad versus Zemo. Zemo's talking shit on how Nomad is non-Captain America and his shitty son as he beats the shit out of him. So, attendant of sucker punches Zemo like Cap would. Numerous sucker. Well, I'm sorry, I'm a little confused here. We got sometimes doing the right thing. This is what Nomad says to him. Sometimes doing the right thing means killing the necessary people. And Zemo has a plan Z and blows up the building with Nomad in it.
Yeah.
He can't catch a break in this fucking time. He really can't, dude.
He's died like five times already. Dude,
Sam, on the other hand, is sinking to the bottom of the ocean where he's flying from the atmosphere. He's just falling.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden Misty Knight saves him. And lucky enough, has grabbed the Lucas to carry the poison blood.
Okay.
The kid. She already kidnapped him. So that's already done. So everything is put into place, and it's kind of lame at the end of this issue. Sam gets his bird back that we all thought died, and Misty happens to have a Viper antidote to save Sam. He gets the chick at the end. You know, it's kind of maybe put together a little too quickly. What kind of Misty Knight doesn't even work for S.H.I.E.L.D. if we get this kind of like shocker, and who knows, you know, what the fuck happened to Nomad?
Yeah.
You know, he gets the chick. Nomad gets killed again. I liked it. The end was, like I said, rushed. So it was good.
It's not bad, dude. It's Rick Remender. Stuart Ironman is the artist. I'm liking it. Nomad, I want to be a fan, but, like, he keeps dying, like you said, dude.
He's badass, though.
He is badass, dude. Okay, man. Lupe, try me 5 for 5. We'll see how well this one works out. Okay, first one's going to be Convergence number 4. So they're coming out weekly, dude. So Telos is the guy who's putting these gladiators together, you know, these groups of parents to fight each other. So Telos, knowing that there's a link between Dick Grayson and Batman in each timeline, This one in particular, last issue, they literally fucking, like, crippled fucking Dick Grayson. He heals him. He, you know, he keeps him alive because he's like, I'm going to need you later for a certain fight. But you are going to fight.
Broken legs.
Yeah, so yeah, he totally heals him, dude. And it's interesting, dude. So they have a brief interaction, and I'll get to that in a bit. So meanwhile, it looks like Deimos used the Justice League in order to get to the center of the world. But once he gets there, that's where all the Time Masters are literally being held. So fucking, if you got a Time Spectre, you know, any of those characters, they're all fucking literally locked up, dude. So he pretty much gets to the center of the earth to get use their powers to, I guess, uses their powers to free Brainiac.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if it's which Brainiac it is, but it looks like an insane Brainiac that he wants to barter with and you know, try to get his power back from Brainiac. Now, again, it was an interesting conversation between Telos and Dick because we find out that Telos is actually an AI. So he's think of him as Vision, kind of.
Oh, Vision is nice.
So that's pretty much what it was, dude. And so it's funny because Dick even tells him, and it's just Dick being Dick. Like, he's like, you can stop these fucking convergences from happening. And he's like, no, I must listen to my master, Brainiac. So Brainiac is the one who created him. So okay. That's pretty much it in a nutshell, guys. Next one was Convergence Crime Syndicate number one. It's Earth 3 Metropolis, powerless assholes because of the dome. Every time the dome goes up, everyone loses their powers, dude. So I guess Lois Lane is on this team, and they're powerless fucking this crime syndicate. They want to free Lois Lane, who's on their team. And I really didn't care for it, dude. It was okay, dude. But and it's going to be now 853 World, powerless JLA. The Bats wants to strike Luther, but is just hesitant, dude. So both teams to just seem to suck at their job. So this is kind of interesting because now let's see who's going to win between the shitty teams.
The B teams,
yeah.
Okay.
So that was, it was terrible. Convergence Detective Comics number one. I loved this one a lot, dude. Earth 30, the Red Sun.
Okay.
The dome goes up, and this is Superman, Russian Superman. Like that world, if he would have stayed, if he
landed on Russia instead of.
So once the dome goes up, he gets powered down, and the dome's up for several months. So it shows just him kind of getting weak, and you know, so it's interesting to see. And then Earth 2, it goes to Huntress and Dick Grayson, and they're summoned to Metropolis for some reason. So it's kind of cool because they show Dick Grayson like, okay, what if Batman died and Robin were to take over, but never taking the moniker, never taking the cape and cowl as Batman. But I took several pictures and put them on Instagram. They were cool. Like, his costume, like, still Robin'd out, but, like, a killer cloak-looking fucking thing, and it just looked fucking cool.
Nice.
So I liked it a lot, dude. Anyways, dude, so it was just cool to see adult Dick. I know. Jonathan, that's for you, homie. And I wrote that down literally, dude. I know. But to still, you know, still see an updated Robin costume was cool, and I dug it, dude. So anyways, dude, they get teleported to Earth 30, where Red Sun is. And it's interesting because the conversation, again, Dick has with Superman, he's like, I've heard of you people before, you're superheroes, you know, let's talk about this. Huntress, being weary, sketchy, she starts attacking fucking Superman. And Dick's like, okay, bitch, cool your fucking shit, like, well, let's talk this out. So that's how it ended for the most part. I'm curious, the art in there was really great. I loved it a lot, and it was a decent story, dude. So to see Red Sun interact with Huntress and Dick Grayson, I liked it a lot.
Nice.
So that's another one. Next one's gonna be Moon Knight number 14. I liked a lot, dude. Mark investigates a werewolf case that the Khonshu are aware of. So they have him go check it out, and particularly they ask him, a favor him, to look into it, and these rabid dogs who are attacking the rich. That's pretty much all it is, dude. Now, once he investigates, he finds out, he goes to a party where they're literally being mauled by a pack of dogs. So Mark tries to save the day, Moon Knight tries to save the day, and these dogs start mauling him. It's cool, though, because he's, like, using his fucking Moon Knight Moon Knight rings, and, you know, to fight back, combat these fucking pack of fucking killer dogs. And sweet. With one of them, he used, like, fucking a little fucking transporter fucking, so he can figure out, like, once the dogs go home, he wants to find out who's behind it.
Nice.
Which he does, and it's just interesting, dude, when he finally follows the dogs back to where they are. He finds it's just a simple man that hates fucking the rich, and he literally wants to kill him. Like, so he trained these dogs
to kill rich people. I like that kind of dog. Like the dogs I have here. I like those.
So Colin Bunn was on that one, and I liked it a lot, dude. So that one was really good. And I think I'm gonna go Shield number 5. Coulson talks to Doctor Strange about a piece of weaponry, and it just goes into the story of how a lot of these mystics, so not necessarily Doctor Strange yet, but these mystics are getting attacked by who we do not know yet. But it's really interesting because it looks like someone is trying to kill all the mystics, and she's just trying to help the Scarlet Witch, because she's a mystic. She takes it personal, like, oh, if the mystics are getting taken out, like, I'm a mystic too, like,
that's fucked up. Yeah.
So she gets pissed off. She's like, okay, let me help you guys out. Let's figure out who's behind it. So they end up finding out who's in charge. They find, like, the trolls. So, like, Olek and his people, the trolls from Asgard, are making the guns, but not the bullets to take out these fucking mystics.
Oh, shit.
So they literally, Coulson, it's Scarlet Witch, and it's another S.H.I.E.L.D. member, and just kind of cool to see Coulson and Scarlet Witch interact and back each other up. And since they're building guns, they're using lava, so she uses her powers to melt all the fucking weapons.
Nice.
Except the third S.H.I.E.L.D. agent that's with them says, you know, I need this for study, and then I'll get rid of it after. So it's like, okay, good job, guys, high five, fucking, that was a great fucking mission. And the guy that wanted to take the gun ends up blasting fucking Scarlet Witch.
Oh,
it
nice.
Ends like that. I liked it a lot still, dude. The art was cool. S.H.I.E.L.D. is cool in general just because I like the crossovers they're doing with so many characters.
Nice.
And they showed Doctor Strange in it too, so I liked it a lot. That was 5 for 5, I believe. So yeah, let me know, Loops.
Sweet. I did the last Fantastic Four. This one's kind
of
long.
This one was a long one. I liked it, dude. What'd you think of it?
I thought it was great. I'll just guys give you a little overhead of what's going on in this arc before I really recap all that's happened in this run. One, the Thing was put into prison for murder of his girlfriend's father.
Mm-hmm.
He was framed. The Baxter Building released a threat that damaged New York so that the city took all their kids away from the Fantastic Four. We got Val Richards, which is the daughter,
yes.
Left and has been with Uncle Doom for most of the arc.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, yeah.
And we got Johnny Storm losing his powers. This is from the whole arc, guys.
Yeah, so, this is just background because Adam has been loving it. Yeah.
Reed is taken captured by an enemy that claims to have been behind everything the team has been going through. I mean, everything since the beginning with Stan Lee. His name is Quiet Man. Franklin Richards is Reed's son, has made his own world in his mind, and that has shut out a while back. He kind of forgot about it. They kind of shut all these doors for him not to think about it.
Yeah.
But they found a way to break in and pull stuff from his world into ours. They've sent out a team to close this window, led by Sleepwalker.
Yeah.
Sue has been having a hard time with taking away her kids and has brought back an old character named Malice, which is like a crazy powerful of herself, kind of like the Phoenix, but not that powerful, but like a different alternate personality.
Yeah.
So now back to the issue. Quiet Man has made, this is the current issue, number 645. Quiet Man has made his plans to cause all this havoc, and in the end put some codes into a lock all the big bads, like, to save the day. So like, what he wants to do is, like, he made all these problems, and then he's gonna fix it, and so that he'll be like the hero.
Yeah.
Now back, tries to put the codes back, and Sleepwalker, we go into Franklin's mind.
Which is the pocket universe, right?
Pocket universe. Yeah. Sleepwalker's trying to get Franklin to stop this world in his mind before they leak out any more big bads.
Very cool teamwork issue, I think.
Yeah, Fantastic Four is always...
Is normally, yeah.
He's having some trouble because he thinks that they're real, but they're... I mean, granted, guys, Franklin's only like 10 years old.
Yeah, I would say 10 is fair, dude.
Real.
And Valeria's like 4, and she's like smarter than her dad.
Oh, yeah, she's fucking super smart. Mm. So he thinks they're real, and they try to explain them. They're not real. They're just mindless people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't exist. So we go back to New York. The Frightful Four is in like a supervillain crew. Turn a new leaf for this battle to help save the world. Reed and Quiet Man team up. to figure out how to this whole team even with the bad guys. He figures, like, Quiet Man's like, fuck, this is not gonna work.
Yeah.
So they go together and they try to figure out how to stop this. They call in their daughter Val to help out.
Yeah.
Crazy smart people in this room. They figure it out, and Reed sucker punches Quiet Man for trying to bang his wife.
Totally. Yes. That happened.
So they have 5 minutes for Sue and her kid and the team to get the hell out of that pocket universe. Psycho Man's there, punches out Susan. Franklin gets really pissed because his mom just got knocked out, you know, Ray Rice status. And he says two words, you go away. They trap Psycho Man and they make a run for it, for the portal. They get out, and Johnny makes a sacrifice, but is saved by the original Human Torch, and Johnny and his powers come back.
Yeah.
Quiet Man takes off. We find out that the thing had killed the father wasn't him at all. He was like locked away in a fucking storage room. So he's clear. Johnny's powers were lost, but Franklin's negative white energy took them away.
Yeah.
And when the portal exploded, he got him back. Kind of ends there. You know, Johnny flies around and throws the Fantastic Four in the sky,
which was cool.
Last issue, this arc was okay. I still think Hickman's run was the best I've ever read. Fantastic Four. This was better than Fraction's run by far. Anyhow, I'm going to miss the team. They're always kept a family-based story.
Yeah.
Which is great to break.
I liked this one a lot, dude. It was cool. Even the backup stories were good, too, dude.
I didn't read those. Were they pretty good?
There was one where it's cool because they go, like, to their house in, like, a beach house, and Valeria's like, you know, Dad, this is fucking boring. And he's like, no, like, my dad used to bring me here all the time. Like, sometimes, you know, she's like, but I want to fucking read something. Like, tell me you got shit, you know, equipment here. Like, I need to build something. And he's like, sometimes you just got to enjoy, you know, nature. And him showing her, like, you know, the simple things in life is cool. And then there's one, too, that I liked a lot where it's Franklin talking to his mom, Sue, and Susan, and he goes up to her, and it just kind of heartfelt. He's like, Mom, like, you know, you told me they're real. Like, you know, everything that I put back there, or, you know, in the pocket universe, you know, she's like, don't worry about it. You know, they can't hurt you anymore. But it's like, she looks like she's scared, like, holy shit, you're a powerful motherfucker.
Yeah, they should have killed them.
They probably should have, dude. Okay, one of my books of the week, dude, we'll go into in a bit. But one I did read was Transformers More Than Meets the Eye, number 40. It was kind of cool, dude. It was Brainstorm, one of the Decepticons, or Autobots, actually, trying to attempt and kill Megatron before he's born.
Fucking Terminator?
Kind of. Okay. Now, they're, you know, they have shit to time travel, and Ultra Magnus and Hot Rod and even Megatron's not an Autobot, but because everything that's happened, Starscream is the leader of, you know, Cybertron. So Hot Rod and again Ultra Magnus and Megatron are working together. They literally have Ratchet on trial, so he's another Autobot that's behind it. Like, there's a strict rule saying, like, there's no fucking time traveling.
Oh,
so
shit.
Just interesting because as he's talking to them, like, they're trying to figure out, like, okay, well, we need to do something with you guys. We're going to need to prison you guys up. And it's just interesting because literally on the stand is, you know, they're like the judges, so Ultra Magnus. And then they ask somebody something on the stand, and then he disappears. But it kind of goes into, like, they're disappearing because someone's still time traveling, taking out these fucking people.
Nice.
And it's interesting because it even happens to Megatron. It's like, Megatron, so what do you feel about it? And he literally looks over, Hot Rod looks over, and Megatron's gone. And it's interesting because I don't know how the fuck it got to this point. And it was interesting, but I liked it, dude. I'm really digging on going back to these Transformers and liking them again. Fuck the movies. But, like, these comics are written good, and the art on these are fucking really good, too, dude. So I don't know exactly what happened, but I want to read more of that one. So I liked it a lot. More Megatron's always good with me. And then another book of the week, Batman number 40.
40 was good.
Endgame. So the Endgame, literally, all the work Joker has been putting into fucking with Batman and fucking with his mentality, making him think possibly that Joker is mystical, perhaps from hell.
They still think he is, right?
They still think he is. Now, it's interesting because Batman goes after him, and...
They throw down bad.
Okay, Batman goes after him, but initially it's Dick Grayson who's...
It was a switcheroo.
Yeah, which was kind of cool, because Batman's literally underground looking for the cure to the Joker toxin. Now, he's literally under Gotham City, it looks like in the caves. Literally the caves, dude.
Yeah.
And Joker ends up finding out, and he goes after him. Now, Joker has always been one step ahead in this endgame, like... He chopped off fucking Alfred's hand, you know. Yeah. He made what's his face, his bitch, Commissioner Gordon, his bitch already, and you know the Joker toxin is taking over fucking everyone.
Yeah, he even took down the Justice League to be his bitches.
Yes, and okay, so I loved it. The Greg Capullo's art is fucking sick. Scott Snyder is great. Now it's very cool because at the end of this one, like you said, they're scrapping balls to the wall. Dude. Great fucking fight scene.
Like Joker was super fast, and he's like that one scene where like, did you really think I'm that slow?
Yeah, and Batman's like, holy shit, is it the toxin that's fucking with me, or have you always been this fast? Interesting. And again, straight up fisticuffs, like they're jacking each other. He burns fucking Bruce's face, Batman's face, like he's all singed up, like fucking scarred already. And Batman's literally stabbing him, like Joker busts out Gambit cards and fucking like
throws him at him. Dude.
Totally sick, dude. So it was a great fucking fight scene. Yeah. And it's cool because now Alfred's daughter, who's been helping out Bruce for a while now, he's you know like, okay, well I need to get this antidote, and he's like, pulls a fucking switch already. He's like, but I need you to get out of there. He's like, just fucking pull it. She's like, are you okay? And I love that scene where he's like, no, I'm just here relaxing with my friend.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
It was kind of cool, dude. So, from what we get out of this, Batman's dead, right?
Well.
Okay, now, Joker was inching his way towards, and they're not even the fucking Lazarus pits. It's a different type of pit.
And he did go crazy when it got smashed. He's like, shit.
Yeah.
So, there's two things. Like, first, they thought Batman threw him off and he fell into that pit from
Death of Death the family.
So that's one option. And then the other option is he's just, what do they call him? The Silverman or the...
Something. What was it?
Fuck, I don't remember. We'll figure it out. Yeah. But anyways, he could be that Nissy guy that's been here all along.
Yeah, yeah.
All the time.
And even the Court of Owl members have said, like, no, he's been here the whole fucking time.
And then Batman doesn't believe him, but then he's like, oh, shit, maybe I'm mistaken.
And, okay, Scott Snyder, when we started the podcast, we said we're not going to fucking hit fucking Batman talk. This is the most we've spoken about Batman in the longest time.
This is one of the best ones.
I liked it. Now, you brought up a great question to me on Saturday. Or Friday night, about how do we feel about, like, where is there to go now?
Yeah, what else is there to do?
Yeah.
Mech suit,
yes. Now, after reading this one, somebody hit me up on Instagram, I think, saying, like, you know, after reading this one and then reading the issue of Free Comic Book Day, I'm curious to see where the fuck it's going to go to. So everyone's asking the same question. Well, we have convergence going on.
There might be just a different Batman until he comes back.
Yeah,
Scott wasn't allowed to kill off Batman.
No, he even
said it on air, like I saw some interviews. I can't kill him off.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like when Batman left before and Dick took his spot.
Kind of, yeah.
But there might be a different Batman running around.
Well, I told you who the Batman is right now, right? Or who it's going to be in the mech
suit. Oh, yes, you did tell me.
Okay, so spoilers or no spoilers?
This whole thing spoils.
Okay, fuck it, dude. So it's going to be Jim Gordon in a fucking mech suit?
Controlling the mech suit or in the mech suit?
In the mech suit.
Fuck.
And the mech suit has, like, guns and cannons on it. So, I mean, and Jim Gordon will kill if he has to.
Yes,
so we've seen that. It's, Convergence is going to happen. Batman, those ones haven't dropped yet. So I'm curious to see what... State Batman Bruce Wayne is this one that we're loving when Batman comes back.
How many more Batmans do you think Scott has?
He said this is his last Joker story. So,
fuck, it sucks.
I don't know, man. I mean, they are contracted and they told DC him and Capullo are going to work on it specifically and they want to walk whenever they want to walk.
Damn, right now would have been a good time.
And Snyder said that if Capullo ever wanted to do another project, any superhero, on any title, that he would hope he hits him up so they can still work together.
That would be that so, he loves working. So cool.
So that would be cool, dude. And he's like, even if it was creator-owned, whatever it would be, like, I would love to work with him again.
Nice.
And they hated each other. Now they're like, they're brothers, which the is
best
cool.
friends.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
Read him quiet, man.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. So I like that one a lot, dude. Wow. Books of the Week and also Transformers More Than Meets the Eye. Megatron, and it was just kind of cool. He was... It sounds cheesy. He was doing some poetry reading, but it was cool, like, how he's literally, like, pulling Back to the Future and disappearing, so...
That was cool.
So it was cool, man. And then 5 for 5, and then,
Yeah, I read New Avengers 1 through 23.
That's a lot of reading, dude.
2 days. For 2 days, I read them. It was pretty good. That's cool. And
Loki, right?
And Loki. So I've been reading a lot.
Oh, that's good, man. I caught up. I got a lot of reading done this weekend for all the shit I was doing, so...
Cool, man.
All right, man. That was a good show, dude. All right, guys. You guys can hit us up at thecomicsyndicate.com.
You can
guys
see our sponsors there. We got Amazon. We got Audible Trials. We got Jester's...
Frosting Avenue. We have Low Soul Creations. We have quick links for Awesome Comics. We have quick links for the Renegade Radio Network for...
We got Nerdbong.
Nerdbong.com. Hit up those guys. Hit up those podcasts. They're fucking dope. Awesome. The Pokey Girl, Kicking the Pokey Balls podcast. The Baked English podcast. The Bat Chat, Splinter Stories for Slumbers. They're all fucking dope. The Couch Commandos and the Loudest Geeks. Reach out to them. Hit them up. They're all fucking cool. All right, man. I think that's show.
That's good, man. I'm tired of talking.
I'm fucking tired,
I think they're tired of hearing us talk.
All right. Yeah, guys, let us know again what you guys think of this episode. I think we changed the format a bit this one. We went all Avengers talk, and then no sex facts, no what the fuck news whatsoever. So it was different, a different show.
It's a different show.
A feel-good show.
Yeah, I like it. I didn't walk out of here with a hard-on, so it's
all
right.
All right, that's always good. Then. All right, man. And you got a hug. So
I got a hug. Yeah, there you go.
All right, man, you guys can find Adam at...
Mem the Beaner.
You guys can find him at Mem the Beaner on Instagram as well. You can find me on Instagram at comic_syndicate. And you guys can find me on Twitter at @4TheVillain. Hit us up, guys. Let us know what you think, what you don't like. And share the podcast. So download and subscribe to us in iTunes.
All right.
All right, guys. Catch you guys next week.
Peace out.